Hello, hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Fluently Forward. Today on the episode, we have on Mystic Michaela, and she's an aura reader and a psychic medium. She's this guest who is going to take us on this journey of reading different celebrities' auras and what their auras mean. But I wanted to come on here and just give a little bit of a note, because I know that a lot of us floozies who listen to Fluently Forward, we're into the woo-woo. We're into the mystical, the spiritual, trying to, you know, get a little bit fun with it. At least I am. For anyone who might be more, I don't know, scientific based, this might not be your episode, but I just wanted to share this because after Michaela and I recorded, we were just, you know, shooting the shit on Zoom afterwards. And I was like, you know, while I have you here, could I show you a picture of my boyfriend? And could you tell me his aura through these photos? So I texted her over some photos. What she said about him, my jaw was on the floor. And I love doing things that are spiritual because every once in a while you run, you know, we've had Aphrodite, the celebrity psychic, on the podcast before, and he always blows my mind. And what Michaela was saying about my boyfriend, it described him better than I ever could. I like called him up afterwards. I told him everything. It was just one of those moments where I was like, you have a gift. This is incredible. So then when I was editing this episode later on, I just listened to it through a new lens because before I was kind of thinking, oh yeah, what do the auras say? But after I saw how spot on she was with someone in my life, I was like, this woman has got the gift. So now I like listened back to the episode and I took everything in. So some of the things that we talk about here with celebrities, we're talking about their vibe or something interesting that kind of comes to her about them. Like something that really struck me was when she said that we do a bunch of celebrities, but we also do Kylie Jenner and Timothée Chalamet at one point. And she was saying that what she thinks Timothy really likes about Kylie is the aspect of family that he gets with the Kardashians and with Kylie's kids and being close to that. And that was just something where, you know, I don't think you would particularly pick that up in someone's aura. To me, that's more of the psychic mediumship coming out, but I just thought it was incredible. So feel free, have fun with this episode. Take your glasses and your spectacles and your brain out of your head for this one, and let's just follow along with our hearts. And it's fun as we kind of dive in to these different celebrity auras and vibes. So without further ado, let's get into the main episode here. Hello, hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Fluently Forward. I am here with a very special guest. We have Mystic Michaela on the show today to tell us all about auras and to read some celebrity auras. Michaela, how are you doing? Welcome to the show.
I am so excited to be here. Thank you for having me on. This is right up my alley, and I'm psyched, so thank you.
Well, I'm so excited to have you on because I feel like when we look at celebrities, we read the headlines, we read the blind items, we talk about the conspiracy theories. We've had Aphrodite, the celebrity psychic, on before, and now we're going to kind of take on this cool angle of observing different celebrities' auras and what that can tell us about them, and I'm excited to see if it lines up with, like, their public perception or who they really are because, you know, none of us know celebrities. So could we start off by you telling us a little bit about how you developed this gift for seeing auras and how it started? Because I'm so fascinated about your story.
Yeah, I mean, I've just seen colors around people my entire life. I didn't even think it was weird. For me, it's the same thing as smelling. You know, it's just another sense I have. So I've always been able to see colors around people. I didn't know what it was for. It was just something I did. I didn't even know everybody couldn't do it. You know, it was just these things as you grow up. And I wanted to be normal. I did not want to be, I didn't even talk about it or anything. And I wanted to be a normal person. And so I got my degree in Spanish, my bachelor's and master's in Spanish education. So I was a Spanish teacher to middle school students for a really long time. And I was like, hey, wait a second. These colors are actually helpful because I would use the colors I'd see around the kids to differentiate instruction or connect with them better, come up with different teaching activities and exercises. And I noticed yellows liked grammar and greens weren't really into writing so much and purples liked to act it out. So like different, but then it got bigger, you know, then it got kind of like, oh, at the parent-teacher conference, it's like, okay, this is like a lot of stuff is happening here. And it, you know, you can't be really professional. Senora, you know, at the time, you know, it was like, Senora, I can't like tell you your kid's blue and you're treating him like he's yellow and that's the problem. You know, everyone would be like, what are you talking about? So I had to expand. And long story short, I've been doing this for, I want to say like 11 or 12 years now, but auras are, and you can think of them as in like an energy signature. And what it is, you don't have to see colors to feel them on people. It's a vibe. So everyone has a vibe. And I noticed collectively, we all pick up vibes very well. So when you talk about celebrities and these conspiracy theories and the stories, and we see like the friction going on between celebrities and whatnot, we're all picking up like what's really going on. I just see it in color. And auras can be very deep. I talk about this all the time. I wrote a book about it. You know, it's like your career, your motivation, how you communicate, how you connect with yourself, how you make choices that are authentic to you. That's really what it's for. But I also find myself like screaming at the TV, like watching reality shows, being like, oh my God, you know, you're yellow, you know, or whatever. And so it can go either way. So that's how I've come to where I am now, both passion and purpose.
Yeah, I love that story about, I'm so drawn to this idea of auras and horoscopes and Myers-Briggs personality tests, because it is that idea, right? When you said that you wish you could say to a parent, your child is yellow, but you're treating them like they're green, or even the chronotype test, right? Like, what time do you get the most work done in the day? And it's just so important, I think, even though so many people write it off as like pop psychology fluff bullshit. It's just so important because every single person is different. And I feel like we also change too. Like, my mom loves a to-do list. Like, it makes her feel so settled. When I was a kid, a to-do list stressed me out. But then also I got older and I started to like it. And I have like one friend who, she does incredible work at nighttime, like from the hours of 2 a.m. to 4 a.m. Somebody else that would kill them. So it's just important to know how different you are. And I think that's such a cool idea too, that by teaching these kids and observing their colors and what they were like, you for yourself was able to understand what the colors meant. Because I remember when I first read about horoscopes, I was like, okay, I love this and I'm into it. But who decided that like all Aquariuses were inquisitive, and who decided that Geminis talked a lot? And maybe it's just from years of kind of picking up on patterns, and then you kind of determine what it means based off of that. So these definitions of what an aura color means, do you have your own personal definition, or has kind of like the world agreed on what a green, purple, blue mean?
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, you go into any, go get aura photography or whatnot, sometimes, it, you know, they'll give you your readout or what have you, and it's like, red's our passion, you know what I mean? And that's like, it lines with that, like what I'll see with each aura color, the generalities. But because I've been doing this so long, and I try to really personify each vibration through, you know, spirit messages, through just like my feelings, my empathy, like what I get on people, everyone's different. I say, for example, like if I wore a sweater and you wore a sweater, it would look different on both of us, even though it's the same sweater. You know, same thing with aura colors. Like, I can be green and you can be green, but we can be green in different ways with, you know, some commonalities based on your programming, you know, lots of, you know, socioeconomic status, gender, sexual preference. Like, there's so many different ways that the recipe of you adds into your vibe or your aura color. But yeah, I would say I personally have put so much into each aura color explanation so that I can help people. And this is what I really want to do. And this is what I'm really, I feel like I'm trying to do this. Teach people how to do it themselves. So you don't have to see a color. You can just pick up a vibe based on, hopefully, you know, all the stuff that I put out there. You're like, oh my gosh, yeah, that totally feels yellow, or that totally feels blue, or whatever. I get that. I understand that now, because it's really just describing feelings and describing patterns and describing how other people make you feel too, is how you can pick up on a color. So that's all I've tried to add to the world of auras from my own personal experience and what I get just doing what I do.
Yeah. You mentioned those aura photography sessions. I've definitely seen them in New York. There was like this one place in Chinatown that was like always a line around the block. Is it bullshit or is it real? What would you say?
You know, I feel anything that makes you ask yourself a question, I think is great. Oh, you know, yeah. If you're, I really do. And that's why I love any of all the personality tests that you mentioned and anything spiritual. You got to take it from not, I'm going to take what somebody says and believe it, more, did that make me ask myself a question? Do I believe that? Do I not believe it? Do I own it? Does it resonate? Like, that to me is the most awesome approach to all this stuff. But aura photography. So this is what I think. I think that what happens is people don't know they can wear other energy by accident. I call it environmental colors or inauthentic colors. So if you're an empath aura, so if you have like blue, purple, turquoise, or indigo. So these are colors that are really absorbent. You're like a walking sponge, and you're going to get your aura photo. Whatever happened that day, you might be wearing that energy on top of you. So you might be getting like your friend's aura, or the fight you just had with your boyfriend's aura, or the fact that you hate your job aura, or something like that on top of you. So I just notice with people, they kind of wear a collar or wear armor when they go. Not everyone go to get them. I mean, I think it's a pretty picture. That's what I think.
Yeah. And I love what you're saying too about how like it makes you ask a question about yourself and it makes you learn more about yourself. And I find it interesting how people use it, because I always like to use these things as like a self-help or a tool for self-improvement. But sometimes you'll see people be like, oh my God, well, like I did blah, blah, blah. And that's just because I'm such a Virgo. And I always think you're supposed to taper that down. Or even with like people who have ADD, they're like, oh my God, sorry, I'm late. Like it's my ADHD. And I was like, look, back when I was diagnosed in middle school, my ADHD taught me that I need to leave 10 minutes early no matter what because I have ADHD, not that I show up late and then use it as an excuse. And I feel like sometimes people, right, will be like I'm a Gemini, right? So I know that I need to temper my gossip and try to do it less or be more thoughtful about it rather than people who are like, oh, here's this like awful quality or something that's hurting you, but there's insert personality, characteristic trait, label that I have, and here's why it's fine. So that's something I've always been a little bit frustrated by, because I think these labels and diagnoses or whatever are so helpful because they make you better, not because they give you an excuse to keep being the same, if that makes sense.
100%. It sure does. Like personal responsibility is, you know, all these things, and no matter what it is, like I'm a Taurus, I'm a purple, I'm like whatever, like it's an excuse, but it's not like a write-off, you know. Yeah. And it's not it can be a reason. It can be, I think a lot of us don't know what's wrong with us though. So like when we get some sort of moment, be it I have ADHD or I'm on the autism spectrum or I'm green or like whatever it is, I think it gives us a moment to be like, oh my gosh. And then like all the pieces come together. Mm-hmm. And then it depends on what kind of person you are after that. Like, do you want to work with that? Do you want to celebrate it, but also move forward? Or do you want to use it as some sort of 3D label to define yourself now? Because you really shouldn't be what somebody else tells you you are, what society calls you or anything like that. It's just like what you said, you know, oh yeah, because of this, I do this so that I can move forward with life. It doesn't hold me back. It actually gives me a heads up what to watch for the pitfalls of. So yeah, that's my big approach with the auras too. It's, you're doing this. Like a lot of things, like the word empath gets thrown out so much. It's such a saturated word. And I call it like empath auras because like we all have an aura color that's an empath aura color. But I'm stuck using that word. And if I could figure out a new word to use, I would, because I feel like that word's become such a like a nonsense thing out there. And everyone's like, well, I'm an empath, so, you know, I'm allowed to feel like a victim all the time. It's like, well, you know, this is why you might feel like that. But and you're totally like validated, like we all get stuck there. But how do we move forward? We can't just stay there just because you do feel other people's feelings as your own or whatever.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's my pet peeve, too.
Yeah, but I'm with you. It's, to me, I think of it as like the gutters when you're bowling or something, you know, it's there to help you along. So it's fun that we get to use these as tools. So the main thing, I think, after folks listen to this episode, everybody's going to want to find out what their aura is. I know that you have a quiz on your website as like a little kind of jumpstart to get into that. Can you walk us through some of the main colors and what they mean for someone's personality or what they should be excelling in life, so then that way folks can come back to this part after they take the quiz and learn a little bit more about who they are?
Oh, that's a great idea. Okay, yeah. So, I mean, there's like 9 aura colors. I can go through the main ones. So there's red. Reds are your, and oh, most people are 2 aura colors. And and a lot of people lead with one aura color over the other, depending on who you are. So reds are your direct, assertive, like take charge leaders. These are people have really good natural instinct, like animal instincts about things. And these are your managers, your police officers, people in high positions of power and leadership, or entrepreneurs. They don't mind taking risks. Blues are naturally empathic, really sensitive people. They're compassionate, thoughtful givers. These are your teachers, your therapists, your nurses, you know, whatnot, human resources. You see them in there. Yellows are your organized, curious, multitaskers. They seek lots of self-improvement. They love to learn. They love direct, honest communication. These are your, communications majors or people who are secretaries or, administration people or people who are, what they're called now, administration assistants, people who, interior designers, real estate agents, stuff like that. Purples are your creative, intuitive, rebellious, rule breakers. Major artistic outlets are needed for these people. Usually you find them job hunting a lot. It's hard to stay in a 9-to-5. It's hard to stay in the same career path your whole life. Greens are logical, intellectual, detail-oriented, big thinkers. They love to find the passion projects in their life. They like to feel challenged all the time. They like to see how everything interconnects. These are your engineers, your researchers, your scientists, CEOs. And then there's turquoise, indigo, pink, and orange too. And those are kind of, but I want to talk about turquoise because you have turquoise in you. So I have to talk about, so you kind of are a unicorn aura, I have to say. This is one of my reasons why I'm really excited to be here. Because as an aura nerd, you're green turquoise and I don't see a lot of you. So,
I like that. So that's the logical and the empathetic one.
Yeah, so the green is logical, intellectual, detail-oriented, research-backed systems. How is it all interconnected? You don't mind asking the tough questions to have a great, honest dialogue. We can talk, you can have a different opinion. Let's just speak, without going at each other, and also keeping things down to earth or research-based, I feel like is a big thing with greens and then turquoise is funny because it's kind of the opposite. So it's very much fringe. You can really see you. I wonder if in the past this is something it's almost this ability to absorb into everybody as an attempt to understand them. So it can be hard to find your identity. It can be hard to find who am I? What do I? You reevaluate that a lot more going along as a turquoise. Usually turquoises are really old souls. They're healers. They tend to mirror other people in an attempt to get those other people to see themselves a little bit. And I feel like you do that a lot on your podcast. Hey, let me just spell this out for you. What's happening? Does that sound silly? Okay, that's what's happening. So we call them green koi's over my listeners and my podcast. It's green turquoise, the green koi's. So,
oh, I love that. Well, I've also heard too, I think I was listening to you on someone else's podcast maybe a year ago, and you were also saying that certain colors vibe well together. I think you might have said that purples and greens dating is a good combo or something like that. So what kind of color combinations or aura combinations really work well and then really repel each other?
Yeah, so greens and indigos do really well together. Indigos are blues. So greens, because they're usually passion driven, and blues are very good at supporting somebody else's mission, they work well together. Reds and yellows can bump butt heads a little bit because reds are really overall take charge people, and yellows are very much, but you forgot this, but don't forget all this, but you can't do this till you do this. And reds don't like that, but then yellows don't like that reds don't like that, so that can be a problem sometimes. And then blues and purples work really well together. If you're a blue and a purple together, usually that works really well together. But then nobody can make choices. So it can be hard to move forward in life because where do you want to eat? I don't know. Where do you want to eat? It can be really hard to just do anything. And then reds and purples actually work really well with passion wise, chemistry and in that way.
God, well, I'm so excited for this because a lot of these celebrities we're going to be covering are celebrity couples, whether they are friends, lovers, fighting. And I'm just so excited to get into it. So let's start off with the first couple here. Couple of the moment who are fighting very heavily, Nicki Minaj and Megan Thee Stallion. Obviously, Nicki Minaj has been the queen of rap for a long time. Megan Thee Stallion, it's like Cersei Lannister and Daenerys Targaryen. She is coming for her throne. She dropped this diss track, by the time this episode comes out, it'll probably have been about a week ago. And they are just fighting. And it seems like Nicki Minaj is kind of scattered and all over the place. And Megan is taking it very classy, very calmly, very collectively. And I'm just dying to know what type of auras you see about these ladies and how they interact together.
Okay, so Nicki Minaj is yellow purple and Megan Thee Stallion is red purple. So, side note. aura, there's no good or bad auras. Intentions are good and bad. So I just want to put that out there. So, you know, your aura doesn't mean that you are bad or good. It just means that your behavior is kind of dictated in a certain pattern or way. I just want to put that out there. But Nicki Minaj is yellow, purple. Yellows love a receipt. Like, they're really into, this is my point, and I'm going to back it up with, you know, exhibit A, exhibit B, exhibit C. Like, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. They're very big on that. And Megan Thee Stallion's red, purple. Reds are very much like, I'm going to say what I'm going to say, and I do not care. You know, I'm just going to put it out there. Here it is. And I'm going to let you scramble around that because you show your insecurity or whatever. So I don't, like, I know only maybe the cliff notes of their beef together, like myself. But knowing what I do know, I feel like Nicki Minaj wants to knock her off her pedestal a little bit, like knock her down a bit. Because reds, especially red aura women, people like to knock them down a few notches. So like her confidence and the way that she, you know, is just like here. Because I think it was something about Nicki Minaj's husband, right? Being a registered sex offender. Isn't that what it was about?
Yep. Yeah. You know, you guys are worried about Megan. You should be worried about Megan's law. I mean, Nicki's husband is a sex offender. And it wasn't like, oh, I always think of from the movie Horrible Bosses when Charlie Day was a sex offender because he peed at a children's playground at night. But technically it was like exposing yourself like at a, you know, elementary school. And it wasn't that. Like, it was a woman, I think her husband was 18 and this, you know, woman was 16 when it happened. And it was, you know, it was rape at knife point. Like, it was incredibly violent. And it's something too where like she's on record. This poor woman has been harassed by not only Nicki Minaj and the Barbs, you know, her stans, but she's had to move. She's had to have all these different jobs. And, you know, they basically keep harassing her to like take away her testimony and she won't do it. And it's just like, it's just honestly rotten on so many different levels. But I find it interesting that they're both that purple, that creativity. But Megan is more of that red side. And we know, right, that she recently got her degree in health administration. So that's kind of
She? I didn't know that.
Yeah, so that's like that red managerial. I think she said before that she wants to like one day open up, I'm forgetting the right name for it, but like an old person's home or something like that. So that's like that management. Yeah. And so Nicki is the yellow. And it's interesting too, because you said that yellow is all about words, lyrics, grammar. I mean, obviously her, you know, I will say her flow is incredible. Her raps are like fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah. And reds are very concerned with injustice. So that kind of makes sense that Megan would be like, hey, let's just not forget about this, you know, by the way. And I can see Nicki being more stuck on the point or something versus like what actually happened, like defending the point as if we're in court or versus missing the whole thing that there's a lot of emotion behind what happened. And and you can have all the receipts in the world, but people can't forget that this is not great. So I think that, and Nick, yellows are really big on grammar, spelling, words. They're very well written. They usually, when they speak, people pay attention. And I know that she's very talented that way. But yeah, I can see, it's just interesting for me because they're fighting the way a red and a yellow would fight. And it's because I did say reds and yellows do butt heads a lot. Mm-hmm. So Megan just saying, you can't bother me. That's the other thing. You can't really bother a red. They don't mind if you talk bad about them. And they don't always feel the need to defend themselves. So her just kind of mic dropping like that in her lyric. And then watching Nicki scramble like she is to try to cover it up or change the narrative or get the last word. Like, I feel like that just entertains Megan.
Yes. I feel like all of this is like very on point. Today's episode is brought to you by Way. I love Way hair products. To me, a good hair day basically equals a good day. I think it was the woman in the TV show Fleabag who said, hair is everything. And it really is. So Way has a bunch of fantastic products for your hair to look healthier, to feel better. They have this new hair gloss, and it's fantastic because you can make your hair glossy and shiny in just 5 minutes. It's a super easy addition into your routine. You can do it right there in the shower. And I feel like when my hair is shinier and healthier, it just makes my face look a little bit brighter. It makes me feel better overall. And Hair gloss is great in preventing heat damage, and I am constantly straightening and blow drying my hair. So you can also check out all of Way's bestsellers. Shout out to the detox shampoo. I just feel like that's great because we have so much product buildup. I feel like detox shampoo is like the new gut health for the hair. So go and check that out. You can give your hair a glow up with Way. Go to theouai.com and use the promo code Fluently for 15% off any product. That's theouai.com with the promo code Fluently. Well, let's move over to this next. I mean, I don't know if we could call this next person here a celebrity, but she's kind of turning into one. Gypsy Rose, who, you know, is now out of prison. She was the victim. She's kind of like a true crime case where she was a victim of her mother who had Munchausen's by proxy. And, you know, she and her boyfriend plotted this plan to kind of kill her mother, which I think honestly was kind of like a last resort, the only thing that she had left to do. She's now out of jail at I think age 30, and she's starting this new career as kind of like a TikTok influencer, which has some people excited but also a little bit worried. And she comes across as this incredibly sweet girl who's obviously had a very, very hard life and upbringing in a way that I think we can't even fathom. But there's a lot of rumors of people saying her mom was so manipulative, maybe she is too. Some people who were in jail with her are saying, oh my God, like she's so manipulative. When I was with her, I saw pure evil. And then other people are coming out and saying, you're wrong, I was in jail with her. I don't know which of this is true, but there's a lot of noise around her right now. What does her aura say?
So Gypsy Rose is turquoise purple, but what's interesting is when I look at pictures of her when she was under the abuse, I guess we would say, of her mother, mm-hmm. It's really weird. Okay, so backing it up with auras, usually kids have a very pure aura, and then as you become an adult, because life just punches you in the gut like over and over again, that's when the problems start. Okay, but it's like backwards for her. So when I look at her as a kid, I see an imprinting of color, and it's just like, if I was looking at it back then, I'd be like, what the frick is going on, you know? But because she's wearing inauthentic pink, so it's not even her color, it's just what her mom needed her to be. So pink in itself, when it's real, it's very like Britney Spears is pink, for example, or Paris Hilton, like I'm innocent or I don't understand, or very childlike, naive, and whatnot. Now I feel like her actual aura is coming out, and she's turquoise purple. So I feel like with her, you know, it's a big thing with two things can be true. And it's possible that she carried behaviors from her mom. And it's just time will tell what her intentions with them are. Mm-hmm. I feel like right now she definitely knows what we need to hear in order to get on the Gypsy Rose train. I mean, also the poor thing went through what she went through, and like the history, you know, everybody can make their own decisions of what happened and if it was necessary or whatnot. But I feel like with her, she knows what we need to hear. And I think she can say I was wrong, and I think she can say I was right. It just depends where she's at, which is very much read the room with her. And I also feel like she has a very sweet and naive and kind of a sweetness, and I feel like people don't trust that. I feel like that's part of the put on, but I think it's also her. So I feel like she just wasn't socialized or knows how to be conditioned to all of this, and I think we all are nervous about the whole thing because she's throwing herself out in front of all this ridicule, and I don't know if she understands how much she's absorbing from it. So my concern with her, because turquoises are so absorbent and they can also mirror other people's stuff, and if you're not aware, you can do that. That is the number one problem with turquoises. Like, you can become what they're accusing you of. So my concern with her is if she doesn't get enough help or support or awareness, that she could really take in all this and then just do whatever they're saying and play it out the way that they're scripting it for her. And by they, I mean, you know, the collective consciousness that's paying attention in a negative way towards her. So hopefully she pays attention to the positive stuff.
Yeah, I find that interesting what you said about how we're almost like a little bit suspicious of sweetness. And I always find that interesting how like the characters, at least the TV characters that we love so much, are like the bitchy, nasty ones. Like, we want the Blair Waldorf, we want Wilhelmina Slater, like we want someone who's like cunty and devious. But in real life, someone so much as, you know, posts a picture of their eyebrows on Instagram and we're like, you're the meanest girl alive. Like, you're awful. So I always find that funny how, like, we love someone who's completely rotten. We like someone who's completely innocent. But if you're a little bit too close on either side, where like maybe you're just a little bit bitchy, but you're not evil, we hate you. Or if you're just like sickly sweet, but it comes across as fake, we hate you. So I find that so hard how, I don't know, like, I'm just still amazed every day at how, like, Donald Trump won all those years ago and, like, goddamn, like, might again. And it's just, like, what is it that, like, these people don't mind having, like, a quote-unquote, like, bad person at the wheel?
Yeah.
And I feel like sometimes people aren't bothered by people being bad, but they're bothered by people being, like, fake nice or fake sweet in a way that just, like, really confounds me.
I think our brains are geared toward pessimism. It's just something that, like, we biologically do trust more than good things happening. I think, you know, we are, like, biologically conditioned to pay more attention to the negative stuff because that's the most danger, you know, in our caveman minds or whatever. But I also think that with mean people, like, you know, when they're on, I guess it's like at least they said it, you know, like these, like Trump and all, it's like, I'll tell you exactly who I am. I could shoot somebody in the middle of Fifth Street and my people would still vote for me. And you know what? That's not a lie, you know, like people like it, and they're all like, okay, yeah, we will. You know, it's like he'll tell you exactly who he is or and yeah, the mean people we trust because we're like, okay, at least I know what I'm getting here. Like, your cards are on the table. But when somebody's like sweet and stuff, we're like, this can't be real, you know, because I know that you can't be this nice.
I remember
this nice.
Right. I used to get all these comments on TikTok back when I was doing blind items of being like, you're so creepy and invasive and like, this is so dangerous to celebrities. So then I remember after a while, I started steering to the skit and I'm like, let's harmfully speculate about this celebrity. Like, I want to be really dangerous today and creepy and perverse and like talk about blah, blah, blah. And then people don't have a problem with it because you're just like, I'm the worst person in the world. Let's get into it. You know what I mean? People have such a problem with, I don't know, anyone who's trying to kind of try and play good on the internet.
You figured it out, which I think is a riot. You're like, here, I'll just say what you're already going to comment. I'll just do that. And then all of a sudden they trust you. They're like, okay.
Yeah, I know. Isn't it bizarre? Really funny. Today's episode is brought to you by Quince. Quince is my go-to for luxury essentials at affordable prices. I love this site, Quince, because they have a bunch of high quality items in everything, in clothing and stuff around the house, in shoes and jewelry and bags, whatever you need. And these are unbranded items that are very luxurious, but they're going to be priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands because they partner with these top factories, but they cut out the cost of the middleman and pass the savings on to us. I personally love Quince for items like, I have a bunch of purses, and I think that that's great because sometimes you want like a really good quality purse, but to me, like, I don't see the point in paying an arm and a leg just to have some stupid label on it that I honestly don't even want on there. So go check out what Quince has to offer. They also have some new knit loafers that I've got my eyes on. I think they might be able to fit my bunions. So you can give yourself the luxury that you deserve with Quince. Go to quince.com/fluently for free shipping on your order and 365 day returns. That's quince.com/fluently to get free shipping and 365 day returns. quince.com/fluently. Well, speaking of someone who the public is going back and forth a lot on lately, I am dying to get your aura reading on Taylor Swift because, you know, I find her so fascinating. I feel like she kind of goes back and forth between this victim and victor narrative. And I don't think that she's a bad person. I think she's just overexposed, which kind of makes you, you know, sour on someone after a while. But the internet is ablaze with who is Taylor Swift really. So what do you see in her aura?
She's yellow purple. So what does that mean? So as a yellow, she's like professional and she does plan everything out. So like the accusations, like, you're planning all this, it's scripted. It's like, probably, because I don't think she can live her life in the way that at the level she does without scripting it out a lot. So I feel like with her, again, like, I feel like the public picks up kernels of stuff. Like, we're picking up the vibe of, this is all scripted. It's like, I think it is, you know. Doesn't mean it's not genuine, though, because yellows are usually future-thinking people. You know, in regular yellow aura person life, they're sitting down and they're thinking 3 months from now, or the party I'm having in you know, next year, or you know, the first date with somebody, they're like, would this guy be a great dad of my children? You know, they're that's just how they think. And another thing with yellow aura women, in our society, they can get picked on a lot for being like that because you're cold, you're calculated, you know. I don't know. Men are always worried about being tricked by women. So I feel like yellow aura women are like, oh, sorry, you know, did I trigger you by being smart and knowing what I was going to say ahead of time and planning well? And she's not exact, but then she's purple. So that's like her artistry and her creativity. But the way it works together, yeah, I get what people are saying. Now, I live with a 14-year-old. It's my daughter. So I do live with a Swiftie. So I might be a little biased because like I'm hearing it all the time. But I do like with her, I feel like a couple things. One, just I feel like she's at the age of her fan base a lot. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of those. And I know she's, what, 34 now or something, yeah. But I feel like a lot of the themes that she's going through are stuff that maybe other people grew past, you know, by that age, but she maybe didn't. And I do get that she brings them up, and a lot of her fan base, it's like this wave of people that, so the, when you talk about the victimization or you talk about her kind of showing, even just now, because this aired, I think it's like 2 or 3 days after, the Chiefs won the Super Bowl. The Chiefs won the whatever it's called, the game getting to the Super Bowl. Yeah, if she has anything to do with it, they're gonna win the Super Bowl, like obviously. But like, I feel like, talk about scripted. But I feel like what happened was like she's out there and she just like stepped away to let her, like Travis and Jason have a moment, and like everybody freaked out on her, like oh my god, you know. And some people were like, oh, that's so classy, and then some people were like, oh, she's so calculated. And it's, I don't think she can do anything at this point, is my point, without people just speculating.
We've had a woman on here, Emps. She's over on Instagram. She featured on the podcast, and she always references the Taylor Swift quote where she says, touch me and you'll never be alone. And it's just so true. Like, if somebody so much as had lunch with Taylor Swift 2 years ago, they're going to be bringing it up in like every single interview. So it's one of those things where I'm sure she's sick of it, but we're sick of it too. But like, she also can't help it. But also, like, can she help it? Because she was, you know, out of the public eye for 6 years pretty successfully. So I don't know. I don't get bad vibes off of her. I just think if anyone is in the public spotlight too much, I mean, I'm trying to think of the most beloved. If I saw Betty White as much as I saw Taylor Swift, I'd be like, fuck off, Betty White. You know what I mean? Like, it's really nothing about her. I mean, even, you know, Jesus Christ got crucified. Like, it doesn't matter how popular someone is. That doesn't mean someone's going to like you anymore.
That is so, it's so true. And I mean, she's always like re-recording things and stuff. Mm. And I know for the fans, like they can't get enough. You know, so there are people that are like more, more, more every single day. Like, they're addicted to it. I think if I go into, just like I said, I live with a 14-year-old. If I go into that mindset, I'm like, this is amazing. She's a princess. She found love. This mm-hmm. is like, this is what I want. She writes songs. She lives this great life. She has cats, you know, like all this. I think if you go into that mindset, the other thing with her aurically is when she was a kid, she was pink. And a lot of kids do drop colors, but I feel like if you were pink once and then you grow up and you dropped it, it's fine. Now she's yellow, purple, but kind of that vibe. So pinks get attacked a lot for being a little bit out of touch, or I don't know, their femininity gets attacked, or they get attacked for not seeing the bigger picture all the time because they're kind of locked in their joy bubble, I call it. So I feel like with her, with the attack, the who else was pink? Like Marilyn Monroe was pink. I mean, I could list a bunch of pink people. You're like, oh yeah, society really comes for pinks. So I feel like some of that can be that too. She doesn't mean to be so exposed. Maybe she doesn't want to be so exposed. And I feel like she did hide for a while, like you said. Like, she was like, all right, and she was with Joe Alwyn, and I think that was more his direction to maybe stay private. But I think she's just done with that. She's just seeing how this works now. You know, purple can be a really destructive color too. In your
aura. I find it interesting how comparing her to, I mean, she has the same colors technically as Nicki Minaj versus Megan Thee Stallion, who is purple and red. And it's funny because the way that Taylor deals with conflict, it is kind of like that Nicki Minaj, like, okay, I'm going to kind of obsess over this. I'm going to write a lot of stuff. I need to like get it out through my music. I need to express it in words. I'm going to hold on to this. I will keep remembering this, you know, even bringing up like the Kim Kardashian, Kanye West drama in her Time Person of the Year article. It's that attention to detail, not forgetting. And I could imagine, do yellows hold on to grudges?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And they have, like, I'd love to see a Yellow Aura's cell phone screenshots, like, yeah. what they have in their
screenshots, receipts, yeah.
Everything. Like, the crap, like, when you have a fight with somebody, the hypothetical you have a fight with somebody, you probably, unless you're yellow, you don't understand what it is. Like, they're like, I'll take a screenshot of that. I might need that later. And, like, they have stuff, like, on file. They have files on you. And they'll bring it out. Like, do not fight with a yellow unless you know how to do.
Hell yeah, dude, that's kind of like getting me a little bit excited, you know? I mean, I don't have that within me, but I admire it in other people. I really do.
I do too.
Well, let's move on to this next guy here, because he's been on my suspicious list for a while, and, you know, basically nobody in America agrees with me. What's going on with Tom Hanks' aura? I just get bad vibes.
Wait, did you say just Tom Hanks? Did you say
Tom Hanks? Tom? Yeah, just Tom Hanks.
This is so funny. I mean, I talk about overexposed. Like, I'm just sick of seeing him and stuff. Like, when the kids were like, let's watch Pinocchio, and I saw him as Geppetto, I'm like, no. Like, just no. I couldn't even watch Elvis because I'm like, is that Tom Hanks in a fat suit? No, I'm not. Like, he's too much. He's green, blue. Okay, by the way, in Hollywood, a lot of purples and a lot of greens. I just have to get that out there. In regular life, not this many. He's green, blue. My thing with Tom Hanks is that, like, he's so big and he can do whatever he wants that it doesn't matter. And I know, just because I've been around and I have TikTok downloaded on my app, like, I've heard the conspiracy theories about him and stuff. I just feel like even if he heard about them, I just don't know if it's they'd even register or absorb or whatever. He's always just going to be working in something. With him, he's green. Green people can focus really well. And with him, I think he just throws himself into his weird Steven Spielberg projects or whatever that he does. And that's it. And then, like, they're like, oh, well, you know, we need an Oscar movie. So here's Tom Hanks. He's going to work with Steven Spielberg on something. Here we go. You know, I think he's so big. The studios or the powers that be are always going to slap his name on something somewhere.
And it's going to add like a bunch of.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, credence. Like, I just find it suspicious how he's one of those pillars of like a Hollywood good guy. And to me, I'm like, well, if you've been in Hollywood for 25 plus years, like, there's nothing good about that. But he, you know, even like he was the face of the vaccine and he's like in the Polar Express. And I just feel like he's always doing these things where he's like, look at me. Like, I'm the best nice guy around. Like, I'm really such like a standard that you can look up to. And I don't know, like, we had that with, I always say, right, like, we had that with Bill Cosby, we had that with Ellen DeGeneres, you know, not saying that anything that he's done is as drastic or, I guess, least drastic in Ellen's case with that, but I just always get suspicious whenever Hollywood surfaces someone to you and they're like, this is good guy Captain America, and, like, he's great, like him, I'm like, oh, I'm just waiting. And I don't know if he's done anything bad. It's just my own little delusion, basically.
I forgot about Polar Express. I hate that one, too. Like, I just can't.
Or Captain Sully. Maybe. Like who's putting him in all of these roles where he literally, like, saves the day all the time, you know?
You're so right.
And he was Woody,
too.
Yeah,
like, they just shove him out there. And you're right about that, like, because Hollywood's such an insidious, gross place. I really feel like if you're there that long, you've seen stuff and you didn't say things. Yeah. So you know exactly what's going on. He just knows. Greens are kind of good at putting blinders on, just like a horse. Like, they can put the blinders on and they can just plod ahead.
By the way, I just realized too, not me literally being such a hypocrite when, like, 20 minutes ago, I'm like, so weird how we find sweetness suspicious. And now here I am being like, fuck Tom Hanks. Like, I know there's something rotten about him because he's, like, too good of a person. Like, literally, it's happening in action. So what can I say, guys? Like, I'm only human. I don't know a single evidence, hard piece of fact. I just guess I view his sweetness as suspicious.
I just don't like that he's in everything. Like, that's my thing. So,
yeah.
Yeah, he's Woody, all that. I get what you're saying.
It's too much. So we'll work on bringing him down. Today's episode is brought to you by Rocket Money. I have loved using Rocket Money for the past, like, I don't know, maybe 4 months now, because what Rocket Money will do is they will basically find all of the different subscriptions that you are using that's unwanted, and they will help you cancel them and just monitor your spending in general and help to lower your bills. And I feel like we've all been kind of duped in the past couple of months. I have subscriptions for entertainment, to watch things, to listen to music, to listen to podcasts, for my parking, for my fitness, honestly, just about everything. So it's something that I didn't really have a bird's eye view of until I started using Rocket Money, and they help let you know what subscriptions are coming up. They put it all in one place and they make it very easy to cancel so you can save money. And they have over 5 million users and they have saved an average of $720 a year in canceled subscriptions. So you can stop wasting money on things that you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/fluently. That's rocketmoney.com/fluently. rocketmoney.com/fluently.
Well, another that's really funny
legendary beef that I'm dying to get your opinion on is Selena Gomez and Hailey Bieber. I am very curious about both of their auras and how they interact with each other because this feud has been going for like 7 years.
I don't even know the origins of it. I mean, I can definitely do the aura colors. I don't know the origins.
It's basically all about love, and they were kind of dating Justin Bieber a little bit at the same time. You know, when people put these timelines together, the lore and the legend goes that Justin and Selena, right, were like Hollywood's tweenager it couple. Everybody loved them. They seemed so in love with each other. The blind items say that they were very hooked on drugs and it was a very toxic, volatile relationship. And then as him and Selena were on and off, him and Hailey would be on and off at kind of directly the opposing times. So he would kind of go from one girl to the other. Rumor says that he proposed to Selena. She said no, that she, you know, they needed some more time and that she honestly didn't think that he was fit for marriage or would be a good husband. So he needed more time to work on that. Rumor says that he then proposed to Hailey almost like immediately after. Some people say even with the same ring, she accepted. And then there's been all of these things too, where even though Justin and Hailey are married, you know, Selena seems to be kind of a reoccurring theme in their relationship, whether it's like exposed that in the URL and a tiny piece of Justin's Instagram story, he was watching Selena Gomez at Coachella, which to me, I'm like, are you kidding me? I still stalk every person I've like ever dated. So like, I don't find that much of a big deal. But he put out a song like The Ghost of You. She put out, you know, Lose You to Love Me. Like there's all of these different things that basically says like, there's still something happening there. And Hailey has kind of been a little bit obsessed with Selena Gomez over the years, which also I don't fault her for that as well, because I'm also obsessed with all of my exes, current girlfriends or ex-girlfriends. It's just what we do. It's like human nature. So anyway, she had been caught like accidentally following a Selena Gomez stan account and then unfollowing and then saying sorry. And then some people say that she got similar tattoos and she's copying her cooking show and all of these things. So it's a fun gossipy conspiracy theory thing, but there's definitely a pull that Selena Gomez, in my mind, has. I think that Justin can't forget about her. I think Hailey can't forget about her. I think that a lot of people in Hollywood, she almost has this like damsel in distress vibe going that makes people care about her. Maybe it's because she's just got such a freaking cute doll face. Like, I don't know what it is, but she seems to kind of have people always obsessed with her.
When I see Selena, okay, so yeah. Selena Gomez has an indigo purple aura. So what does that mean? That's like she's just very, very sensitive. That's what that means. And she can also pick up people's triggers very easily. She knows exactly what your triggers are. Hailey has a yellow purple aura. And again, with the yellow purple. So, and I think with Hailey, and again, with how society views yellow purples, I can see more sympathy naturally sometimes going to Selena versus Hailey, just because society tends to value more mushy-gushy female energy than direct and straightforward and I got my crap together female energy. Not that she does, just like projection-wise. And so I can see Hailey kind of getting the brunt of things sometimes, like, oh, you're so mean or you're bully or like whatever and that kind of thing. And Selena not being like, yeah, kind of, you know, like she just has a vibe like, yeah, that's what happens to me. And then I think people generally identify with that feeling, being the one that's kind of picked on or the third wheel or the one that was broken up with or whatever. I think people kind of, and I don't think she minds it. I get that kind of feeling like she's like,
yes,
yeah, okay.
I saw like
keep going with that. A
YouTube video essay about her and the title of it was like Selena Gomez, like, is she addicted to sympathy? And I was like, oh my God, maybe she is, because she's like, everyone's been so sympathetic to her for the past 5 years. Like even when she was dating Justin Bieber, like she was the great one there because like Justin was such a train wreck. So like, we've always been like, oh, like you're always at the brunt of it. And you give someone that narrative for 10 plus years, I'm sure they kind of do start to get a little bit addicted to it.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like with her just being indigo purple the way she is, and I'm indigo purple too, so like I can get there and I can understand this where you have to be careful. Just because you can pick up things from people doesn't mean you're like morally superior to them, or just because you can get something from somebody, it doesn't mean. And it's something that a lot of people with empath colors have to understand. Like, just because you can pick up what other people are dealing with, or what their insecurities are, or their pain, or and you can kind of let them sit and stew in it, or if they're a little insecure, like I'm sure like Hailey Bieber's been throughout the years, who wouldn't be like dealing with this situation, you know, doing kind of the same thing Nicki Minaj did, like scrambling, run around with it like a chicken with her head cut off, like, okay, I'll do this, okay, if I do this, you know, trying to make up for it with action, and it's just not working, it just makes everything worse. And just watching somebody, it's kind of easier to sit in what the projection is because you got a heads up on it. And I feel like that's, Selena really understands the vibe of how this looks, and she can play that fiddle to her own advantage. None of these people are bad people. I think it's just petty stuff that's like we've all been through, that's like, you know, for some reason people pay attention to it. But here is the problem. The problem's Justin Bieber. Like, he's
his aura is green-purple. So that's the creative slash logical go-getter, get-something-done focus vibe.
Yeah, like, he's obviously a talented guy. Mm-hmm. But, you know, purple can be very self-destructive when you know, because like I said, everyone's different. We wear them all differently. But he doesn't really check the energy sometimes. I think the purple can overtake him. He has had lots of issues publicly, and he's been famous and so young and whatnot. And greens can get very stuck in their way. And sometimes, you know, I call it the 10 commandments of the green. It's like you have things that you've decided this is how the world works, and it's really hard to change your mind about stuff. And I can see Hailey coming in and being like, we're going to fix you. We're going to have a schedule. She's yellow. Yellows love a schedule. We're going to have a schedule. We're going to eat this way. We're not going to do this. We're not going to spend time with these people. This is how we're going to structure our management. This is what we're going to do with the business side of things. So I can see her coming in and making his life a lot more organized and predictable and better and healthy. Mm-hmm. And whereas I can totally see him and Selena just like spiraling down into just
a lot of feelings and chemistry. Worst impulses. For sure. Yeah. Now, I'm surprised that Hailey has that bit of purple, because I know purples are creative. No shade to her. I just don't see. I mean, you know, I would imagine a creative person is, you know, a musician, or they do comedy, or they have to act, or they have to like get that creative outlet out there. Does purple mean that maybe she could be like a creative friend or a creative thinker? Or could that kind of give us a sign that, hey, maybe one day she is going to come up with some sort of creative talent, and there's something that she has in her that we just haven't seen yet?
Yeah, sometimes yellow purples, like if they lead with yellow, especially they can be business people and be creative with their marketing, or be creative with their design messages and their logos and things like that. And she seems like kind of creative with how she dresses, seems kind of on point. And also sometimes purples are just, they like to just chill and hang out, like a lot. They got high school girl energy, just very, hey, let's do our makeup and our hair. Let's go shopping. Let's do that kind of, you know, that fun friend stuff, kind of like that. But I mean, listen, with all the resources the girl has, I can totally see her. I think she already has a business, doesn't she? Or something? Wasn't that the thing
Yeah, she has like her skincare, which honestly, like I've heard that it's pretty good. And then she also has that YouTube series. I just don't know how much of it was born of a passion project of hers versus like people in a conference room sat her down and gave her a list of 5 business opportunities and she picked one, which like, wouldn't that be so nice?
No, that's probably what it is. And maybe she'll grow into something else. Where's the hunger though? You know, like, the rest of us, we got to like scrap to get any, you know, she doesn't really have to. So
yeah,
maybe.
Like just this morning I was on a deep dive of Eminem freestyles, because like, my God, that man has like so much talent, and his freestyle ability is just like fantastic. And then you're like, the next thing on YouTube in the suggested is like, Hailey Bieber, what's in my bathroom? And I'm just like, fuck this. You know what I mean? Like, no shade to her, but like, there's something that you're so drawn to when it's just like, wow, this person has pure raw talent and it's like exploding out of them.
Intelligence plays a factor. Intelligence, motivation, drive, you know, because we're all different. So that can play a factor too.
Definitely. Yeah. Today's episode is brought to you by Daily Harvest, and I have loved them for probably about 3 years now. A lot of people know Daily Harvest for the smoothies that they send you, right? They send you all of this food. They also have pasta, grains, soups, harvest bowls. I have to give a shout out
to the underappreciated bites, okay, on Daily Harvest. If you are working from home like me and you get a little bit hangry, but you don't want to have a full meal, these bites in the freezer are so good. They're like these little balls, raspberry and fig bites. There's banana and cacao ones that literally taste like chocolate chip cookie dough. And I also really love their lattes too. You can get frozen lattes in these single serve pods. You warm them up underneath the sink, then you put them in, you mix it up with some milk. It's really good. I mean, the smoothies, the harvest bowls, everything's great, but honestly, like, I go crazy for those bites and I go crazy for those lattes. So if you want to check out Daily Harvest, say yes to healthy habits without the hassle with Daily Harvest. You can go to dailyharvest.com/fluently to get up to $65 off of your first box and free shipping for a limited time only. That's dailyharvest.com/fluently. For up to $65 off your first box and free shipping, dailyharvest.com/fluently. Well, let's take a look at this couple because this is one that has thrown everybody for a loop. And I personally think that they make a lot of sense together. I did a whole, you know, podcast episode about Kylie Jenner and Timothée Chalamet. And I know everyone's shocked by them. They think that they're PR. I personally think it makes sense because even though Timothée Chalamet looks like some sort of, you know, emaciated statue at the Met that came to life one day and grew that hair. Like, I think that he does love influencers and models and Nepo babies. That's usually who he dates. And if anything, I think that Timothy isn't Kylie's type. And I feel like it's just kind of a little bit of misogyny when we're like, he wouldn't be into her. Like, no, no, no. Like, he needs to be dating, you know, some sort of scarecrow that's like wearing an apron in the breeze. So I just feel like they actually do vibe together. So I'm curious what their auras say and how well they connect.
Yeah, the pictures, everybody, I what was that? Oh my God, I'm so bad. Was it the Emmys or the Grammys? I forget.
The Golden Globes that they were together.
Thanks. At. Okay. That one.
Yeah.
Like when they were like leaning in, that's one of the moments I'm like screaming. I'm like, oh my God. Like, cause I know people are like, is that PR? Is it scripted? That's the big thing now. And I said, he's like obsessed with her. Like he feels so, I just want to just be with you, like, just, you know, that feeling when you first meet somebody and you just want to absorb into their body. You're like, I love you, like that. Like, that's what it felt like to me. It was sweet.
Yeah.
Okay, Kylie Jenner is blue purple. I mean, she, God knows what the girl's been through, like with her, and everybody can say, well, she's very privileged, and it's like, yeah, but you know, feelings are feelings, and you can't really quantify pain. And I feel like she's been through a lot, and she's got the kids, and I feel like she does a lot on her own, and I feel like, you know, she can be a little isolated. Purple blues, back to the purple, creative and fun, and blue is, you know, compassionate and caring. You know, this is, I don't even know if this will make sense. I went into PacSun at the mall the other day, and like everyone there was purple blue. And so, ooh, if you want to know what that combo is, just go to PacSun and just hang out. The employees were blue. Everyone that shopped there were purple blue. Everyone had the purple blue combo. So I don't know if that helps people understand the purple blue.
And she used to have a clothing line that was in PacSun, which is funny.
Stop it. I did not know that.
Yeah. Yeah. Her and Kendall. I remember because I used to shop there and I used to buy it.
That's so funny. It's crazy. Like, everyone that works there is purple. And they're so, it's like, real laid back. And, like, I'll get to you when I get to you. And this is kind of how they are. So, I feel like that's how she is. And, you know,
Relaxed vibe to her, which, you know, if I had $1 billion, I'm sure we would all be relaxed with that, you know, money in our bank account. Come on now. But her voice is very soothing. She definitely went through a lot. And I've been really upset with how people are like, she ruined her face with fillers lately, because I'm like, you guys all called her the ugly sister for years. So then she puts fillers in her face. Then you get mad that she's not talking about the fillers. Then she gets a little bit older. And then you say the fillers are making her look puffy and hideous. And it's just like, oh my God, like, enough. Like, I think that she looks good. And like, anyway, it's just crazy to me. So, you know, I'm not going to say that she's like a Mother Teresa saint, because obviously she is a privileged Nepo baby billionaire. Like, it's ridiculous. But there is something, I think, like her and Bella Hadid, always, I'm very interested by them. Even Khloe Kardashian, over on our Patreon, we did an episode all about the trope of the ugly sister in celebrity world, because both Bella Hadid, Khloe Kardashian, and Kylie Jenner were all called the ugly sister. All three of them have been cheated on in relationships and stayed with the person for a long time. And all three of them have gotten a ton of plastic surgery to kind of transform their entire face. And I feel like the fact that they were called the Ugly Sister had kind of led to all of those things. So we kind of did a deep dive into like the psychology of that, because I just think, you know, their trajectory might be similar because of all those labels that they heard growing up, and it kind of changed, you know, their appearance. And I also think that both Bella Hadid, Kylie Jenner, and Khloe Kardashian strike me as the more empathetic, like really caring, picking up on people's feelings type of member in that family, especially because, you know, they're all in a family full of narcissists.
I didn't even think about that. That's so crazy. All three of them are blue purple too. So that's like absolutely crazy. Cause like, I always talk about how Khloe, that's why she always forgiving these losers, you know, in her life. Cause she's blue. And then, I don't know much about Bella, except she's gorgeous. Like they're all beautiful.
Yeah.
And I'm with you. Like, I don't feel sorry for these people because they put themselves out there and they get compensated. I feel sorry for like the kids that read the comments and then immediately be like, oh, am I ugly? Like that, like, oh, you know, my lips look like that. You know, that's who I feel like when we put, not we, but like when these people put nasty comments out there, like you're not, they're never going to read them. But the little 14-year-old girl's reading them, you know, and she thinks you're talking about her too. So that's, I hate that.
Not to mention too, like everybody's gotten filler, and I've gotten filler, and then I've gotten some of it like under my eyes removed because it was like a little bit bumpy. So for all these people who are getting filler because we're so messed up from what we see online, to then see comments of like, you're ruining your face with filler, like it's doing all of this stuff, like blah, blah. Okay, like ruining is just like such a drastic thing. And now everyone who reads that comment who's ever had a bad experience with cosmetic work, you already feel so embarrassed and shameful, and now you feel ugly too. So it's just like, you know, Kylie Jenner, I'm sure like she can wipe away her tears with money, but it, you know, it's, I agree with you. It's hard for other people to see those comments. So what type of aura do you see for Timothy Chalamet?
Timothy's a tricolor, but he's indigo. So very rare to have an indigo guy. Indigo's like blue times a gazillion. That's basically what indigo is. So it's like really, really, really compassionate plus analytical. It's really hard to see that in a guy because usually society will wipe that off of you. But he's green and purple too. He's like what I call a tricolor, but with the indigo. So he feels really sensitive. It's funny that you say like, I can totally see him appreciating art, appreciating beauty, appreciating that. But I can see him coming in and appreciating family. So there's something with her family, maybe with her kids even and whatnot. Well, I think definitely with her kids and whatnot. He likes being part of the family and the feeling of warmth that they have there. And believe it or not, I do feel like there is some sort of warmth in that family situation deep down that somehow they've kept. I don't know how they did it, but I think they have.
Me too. Like the Kardashians are a little bit crazy, and I've been actually warming to them lately, which like I don't know how or why that happened because I didn't think it was going to. But there is something nice about even with the Jonas Brothers, right? Like you go somewhere and like you know that there's at least two people who are always on your side. And with the Kardashians, you already have a built-in entourage safety network in Hollywood of basically like all of your sisters are going to have your back. Also, all of their best friends or partners aren't really allowed to attack you. So you have that, you know, it kind of builds like an extra layer of protection. So if I was in Hollywood, I'd definitely want to be on the Kardashians' good side. It would probably feel like a warm hug.
Yeah. So that's kind of what it just feels easy to me, them. They just feel to me easy. If they last or not, I don't know, but they feel easy. And
hey, that's
I will say like
to
with them, what I get this feeling with them, a big indicator of success is that even if they spend a lot of time apart, I feel like when they get together, it feels like no time's passed. So I feel like they have some sort of quality like that that works for them.
I like that. Well, our last couple here, what a fascinating one. Ariana Grande and Ethan Slater, aka SpongeBob from Broadway. You know, these two have the entire world confused, angry, upset, and I'm just dying to know what their auras are together. This might be the first time Ethan Slater has ever had his aura read too, because he's like so not famous.
I know. So all right, Ariana Grande, she's blue purple, she's got a little pink in there though. I just think Ariana Grande, and maybe, and I'm not making excuses, I think she just doesn't care. Like I think that she's just worked up a bit of a wall around her where she's decided, and I think it's from trauma, and I think it's from being in the spotlight, and I think it's just like whatever she's gone through, and hasn't 100%, and I don't know what this means, but I feel like she has a lot of stories to tell that hopefully one day we'll hear. I feel like with her, she's got a bit of a thicker skin, and So there's that. So everybody can hate on her. I don't know if she's paying much attention. Mm. And then I, with Ethan Slater, okay, he's very different combo. He's turquoise purple. He's got like a little sprinkle of green. So I never see turquoise guys. Usually, if I see turquoise guys, usually they're like in the LGBTQ or something, or like there's something going on with it. Because it's hard to keep turquoise if you're a boy in our society. Usually they'll smack it out of you somehow and be like, be tougher. And then you turn green or something.
Yeah.
I talk about gender and auras a lot other times. But anyways, he's turquoise purple. So my point is, I feel like with him, he's really able to absorb into the role you give him. And it's very easy to be like, oh my gosh, maybe he was, I don't know what the public perception is, but I know that he was with, he left his wife after they just had a kid or something like that to be with Ariana.
Yeah.
Which we just can't put a bow on that and make that any good. It's not. But I do feel that with him, it's easy to say that he got torn from her by Ariana and he had no say in it. And I would just say that that's a perception and probably not true. I think with him, he definitely has his own voice and he knows what he's doing. And he's just really good at acting as if for a really long time. And then all of a sudden, boom, and then switching gears and being like, what happened?
Do you see them going the distance? I mean, is this an aura combination that works really well? Like, what type of aura would be best for Ariana Grande?
I'm surprised they're still together, honestly. I feel like she needs a stronger energy, like a stronger projection, a stronger vibe from someone.
I feel like, can you recall Pete Davidson's aura? Because I'm trying to, I feel like he's, I don't know if I'd call him a strong energy. I feel like he's kind of like a dopey tag along, but I'm curious what his would be.
He's green purple, but I know exactly what you mean. He registers. Like you have an immediate idea of who he is.
Yeah, right. Yeah. God, although we haven't heard of him for a while. He could be making a comeback soon. I feel like people would be ready to see more of Pete Davidson.
Yeah. I always worry about him just because. Same.
Yeah. I know. I just feel like he flies by the seat of his pants. Like, I feel like he doesn't have a strong foundation core. He could get like blown away in the breeze or something.
I just said this like not too long ago. The same thing. Like, I feel like it's hard for him to have an anchor. So he has to find it outside of himself, hence all the relationships. But thank God he has his family, you know. So I always worry about him because it's hard. Being green purple and having like addiction issues. I always worry about the green purples with addiction issues because like what I talked about, the 10 commandments of the green, whereas it's like really hard to convince you not that the world isn't the way it is or something like that. It's hard. It's hard for them to put themselves first if they've already decided to put themselves last. I don't know. But he's a real signature energetically, whereas Ethan Slater, to me, is more kind of an impression. And that's probably why he's such a great actor. You know, I know he's on Broadway and he does really well in that world because he can really slip into the role, you know, and we can really feel him in there because he becomes whatever it is that he's portraying, which probably makes him great on stage. But I can see her doing better with, it's like a green or a red. Her last guy, what was his name? Oh, my God, Dalton Gomez,
I think.
Yeah, Dalton. Okay. He was purple blue too. So she's been kind of going with more empathic, sensitive men lately. I feel like she's still traumatized by the Mac Miller thing and
same.
Just
I feel like she wants a soft space to land and the job is so hard and it's like I don't want to push myself romantically. Like let me just have this person who like worships me and it's like easy to come to home to at night.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. And I feel like that's why maybe she's still figuring herself out. That's what I think.
Yeah. Well, I'm with you. And I hope we do get a book from her one day. So as we wrap things up here, tell everybody a little bit more about resources that they can find from you and how to find. I know after we end this call, I'm going to be Googling turquoise auras like all day. But if anybody wants to know more about auras or hear more about what you have to say, where can they find you?
So you can go to my website, knowyouraura.com. There's a quiz on there you can take. It's real quick. And I wrote my book, What's My Aura? And you can grab that wherever you like to buy books. And you can listen to my podcast, Know Your Aura with Mystic Michaela. And I'm on Instagram, Mystic Michaela, and TikTok, The Mystic Michaela.
Great. And if anybody is interested, we will have all those links in the show notes and up on Instagram. Well, thank you so much for joining us today. And floozies, we will see you next week for another episode of Fluently Forward. Bye, guys.